Oh my God, you guys. This, if you're listening to the audio episode, before I even introduce my guest, I want to tell you, make sure you go to the YouTube channel to watch the video. This is massive eye candy and talent for you guys here today. Noah, welcome to Cat on the Loose.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's such an honor to have you. And to my left, co-hosting, and again, Michael Bergen.
I'm back.
Oh my God, what a tough job I have. Somebody has to do it, right?
Yes.
It's half eye candy.
No, listen. Half. Let me tell you something. Before we started recording, he has imposter.
Can I open this?
Yes.
I can? Okay.
You have imposter syndrome, because I'm sure you have mirrors at home, and I'm sure if your wife was here, she would agree. Oh. You're super good looking, and you know that. So stop it, okay? It's eye candy for all ages.
I used to be better looking.
Look,
listen,
who they hired to play you.
I know.
Look who they hired to play you.
When he got hired, when he got cast to portray me,
yeah,
it was all over the internet. People were going absolute crazy. It made me look so good. I looked at his. I'm like, yes,
as you deserve.
Scored.
Yeah, score. So let's start with that, Noah. Okay, so you get cast to play Love Story.
Yeah.
For anybody living under a rock out there that doesn't know, it's the love story of JFK with Carolyn Bessette, and you play Michael, who lives
down
is
the
a real person.
and
he's still alive, and he's a real person.
Yes.
Did you feel like extra pressure as opposed to other, you know, acting gigs that it's just like a fake character?
Well, I mean, it's a real person,
right?
And, like, obviously, now we're having a conversation, but now he's, you know, he's sitting right here, so it's
so be nice.
Yes, so be nice.
But tell the truth.
No, but I mean,
tell the truth.
We didn't know each other.
Right.
We didn't know each other. And we never spoke or met early on. And so I knew that Michael had come up with, I see you have the book right here.
Yes.
And so
I'm sorry, I had to bring it.
Yeah, she brought your book. So
your book is going to become a New York Times bestseller after 20 years of being published. I told him this morning, Noah, I finished the last pages this morning. I have been reading it for weeks. And I was very emotional because he was so real. You were so real in this book.
Wow. Yeah, so I read this twice. I read
before
this book twice.
Before you started shooting?
Yeah, before we started shooting, yeah.
Okay.
And I scavenged the internet on a lot, way early on. I scavenged the internet on all these videos of you on YouTube.
Yeah. And for the record, okay, I didn't know you brought the book. I am not here telling everyone right now. I'm not here promoting the book.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You
I know, but the I'm talking
I'm
about
I'm doing it for
the
you.
Book was 22 years ago.
No, listen.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good.
I want to talk about it because I it's something that was really meaningful to me, and something that he really didn't know a lot was because you know, when we met, I think Michael was a little nervous, because I was nervous.
When I was meeting you?
Yeah, when we were meeting.
Of course.
Yeah, I was very nervous, right?
Uh-huh. And I'm just a very nervous person, so I'm like, I'll walk into McDonald's and I'll be nervous.
Yeah, so I think
you're
we were
not
really nervous.
Now, are you?
No, I'm good, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, and then we met at your office.
Yeah.
And we clicked, right?
Totally
and we got along and
so
it went
much
well.
Fun.
Yeah. And his wife
Joy
was there.
You're like his avatar.
So much fun.
I saw the video. But wait, guys, let's rewind, cuz like you said, you get cast.
Yeah.
And they say, "You're cast. Congratulations. You're going to play Michael Bergen."
Yeah.
So, how'd you go, cuz you didn't know him?
No.
So did you feel like major pressure playing a character of a person that exists?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Right, because you have the show.
Yeah.
You have like the show and everybody on that side. You have Michael and his family, obviously.
Yeah.
And then in the middle you have myself.
Yeah.
Who has this balancing act plus my own opinions of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
Yeah.
But then it's like you gotta keep pushing on that.
Yeah. So how did you prepare? You said you found a book, found videos about him. Did you think maybe I should meet this person before filming, or you didn't want to influence how you were?
You said you tried to reach out to me, right?
I reached out to you after.
After? I thought you said you reached out before you started filming.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay, but did you think you didn't want to do it, or you
no? Didn't I think did. About it? There's a lot. There's a lot more details. Okay. On that.
Can you share?
No.
No.
That would be a whole other show.
No, there's a lot of details. There's a lot of details. But we didn't. We
secret details?
The details of what? What are you referring to?
I'm referring to why didn't you reach out to him before shooting? You didn't want to, or you didn't feel you needed it, or were you embarrassed?
I did want to. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of complicated things. You know, there's a lot of things that go about.
Okay.
But I wanted to.
Okay.
I definitely.
But
did.
You didn't. So you learned, like, you decided everything that you did to portray the character was based on the book and videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was it filming the miniseries? Because Michael was, in real life, a super model for Calvin Klein. And I told him that at the time, it was a huge deal. I think even nowadays, it's a huge deal, right? Especially for a man, because there are very few famous male models.
Yeah.
When you knew you were going to have to play, to do those scenes, like...
I had to get into shape.
You had to, but you already, you're super skinny.
No, not like this guy. This guy, I looked up photos and videos of this guy when he was younger. Holy shit.
Here, we have photos to prove.
Yeah,
I didn't watch Love Story. I didn't watch the show.
I had forgotten.
I think I saw some clips.
Well, here you have a t-shirt.
No,
on.
Those, that's.
Guys, buy the book on Amazon. I'm promoting the book because it's a really good book. Like,
no, don't buy. Don't
that's
buy the
Michael's
book.
Abs here for the record.
Don't buy the book.
Yeah, look at the
book. The book is old news. Don't buy the book.
No, it's not. It's relevant because of Love Story, right?
Why are
we
talking about this book? This is
because
about Noah.
We had to put it on record that you look fantastic. So you look at his pictures.
Tell me.
And you thought, I need to get in great because you're very skinny and you're very tall.
Yeah.
Are you guys the same height?
No, he's
you're tall.
Taller?
You're definitely taller. You're at least
6'3".
You're very tall.
The tallest I was 6'1.5". So I'm 57 years old now. So I'm probably 6'1".
So you're both
a little
very
less
tall.
Than 6'1".
And you're very skinny. But did you do extra preparation? Because you did the photo, right? There is a scene in the Love Story that of the billboard, right?
Yeah. I mean, I worked out with a trainer for 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 months.
4 months, maybe. Like, yeah.
Before you started filming?
No, not before. Like a month and a half before filming, and then as we were filming the whole time.
How long did the filming take?
Like six months.
6 months.
Yeah, six months. Yeah. Well, it was a long.
Yeah. Where'd you guys film?
In New York, in Brooklyn.
So you filmed on location in Brooklyn.
Yeah. At a soundstage and on the street and stuff like that.
How was it working on Ryan Murphy? Because I think it's the dream of most actors, right?
Yeah.
To work in a Ryan Murphy show. I'm going to do one episode of one of his shows in a while, and I am dying of a heart attack. I cannot imagine being a major character. So how was that?
Yeah, I mean, I worked on Dr. Odyssey, which was his boat show.
And I read about that. Yeah.
And then I did Love Story, right? It's definitely something that's a dream, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. to work at a show of his.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing a show right now at the moment, as well.
New one?
Yeah, new show.
Can you tell
right
us
now
about it?
No. Yeah, I don't know. But it's great. It's
you're
great.
Say
reserved.
What you're working on.
I mean, I don't know
you're
if
very
I,
reserved with your work.
Well, there's a lot of
it's a TV show you're working on.
Nothing's been. I don't know.
It hasn't been announced.
I'm always told don't say this, don't say that. I don't know what the hell to ever say.
I know. I hear you.
I don't ever know what to say. I'm like,
I know.
I try to make everybody happy. It's like so difficult and hard, and it's like, you know.
I know. I hear you. Yeah. It's a very tough
it's
business.
Like, yeah.
Yes. It's a very tough business. Yeah,
we're not going to get any information out of them.
I know. No, you.
I should have laced your collagen water with tequila.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it is, right?
I've heard about it, but I've never tried it.
I know. I'm obsessed with collagen because we age, you know, our skin. And you're young, so it's good that you start now because the younger you start drinking collagen, the less your skin going to sag, by the way.
That's good.
You know? I'm almost your age.
Too late for me.
No, I'm kidding. See, self-sabotage. You self-sabotage. So you work on all... Was was amazing to work on Love Story with him, and you're doing another miniseries with him. When you were filming Love Story, of course you knew. And one interesting fact that I found out, I'm sure you know, you were born a few days only before the horrific accident that killed them.
A few days.
Yeah, like in, you were born in 1999.
Yeah,
late June 1999.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were...
Is that...
You were born like...
You're 28? You're
27, 27.
You were born like 3 weeks before.
3 weeks.
3 weeks
Less before. Than 3 weeks.
So all of these things happened before your lifetime.
Yeah.
You were not here in the 90s.
I learned a lot of this about from like my mother and my grandmother. Like that's okay. who... really okay. gave me a lot of the information okay. regarding this.
So before you got cast, did you... Because I don't think this story was in evidence for a long time before this show came, right, Michael? I don't think we talked about it for a long time. And then when the show came about, of course, it exploded again.
I mean, it's always been talked about. There's a lot of books about it, but it's been a while. Yeah, I mean, when Love Story came out, it just, you know,
so when do,
hot
when,
in the news again.
Yeah, so when you get cast and you're going to play someone in the 90s, then you talk to your family, you ask, like, how was life there?
No, I mean...
Because it was really different, right? We didn't even have cell phones back then, right?
You were saying as you're growing up.
Yeah, like
you,
as I was growing up, I've heard a lot about, you know, JFK Jr.
And
Carolyn. And then this was another avenue that I... learned a lot and went down and explored right and
you make these interesting faces like you want to say something
No, I made that face because Michael and I have gotten very close. We have. I've gotten very close to his wife Joy, who I love.
Yeah,
and his daughter.
She would have came.
Yeah,
she would
love to. I didn't think that crossed my mind.
That's not her favorite subject, though. This book.
No, I understand.
Well, that's
I understand.
But he ran into my daughter one night, and they're friends, which is very cool.
Yeah,
how old is your daughter?
22.
You are.
I met her at 27. I met her and her boyfriend. Uh-huh. I met her one night, and now I know her and her boyfriend very well. Aww. And we've gotten very close, and we get food and like a drink like once a week basically.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. We go in Studio City, we find a bar. Laurel Tavern's like a big spot.
So my favorite spot is Laurel Tavern. Yeah. Come to find out, it's his favorite spot too.
So we're always there. Yeah.
Oh, so every time, you know, my wife and I will go there a couple times a week. Yeah. He's there like five times.
You live in Studio City as well. City, okay. Yeah. I never cross that.
So we'll like, you know, it's always spontaneous. We're like, let's go to Laurel Tavern. Like, should we call Noah? Noah, we're going over. And 95% of the time, he comes.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys became really great friends. And I'm going to get there. We're going to get to this part of the story. But you were saying something almost like you look at him and you don't want to say it.
No, I was looking at him and I smiled because because as I was talking about, you know, this show with you, and I look over at him, it's like different because we've gotten close in a way, you know? So it's like a different, it's two separate things really.
Uh-huh.
A kind of our personal relationship and then also the show.
Yeah. No, right? I'm sure. Yeah.
And he also makes me nervous, this guy.
You make me nervous.
Why? He just does.
Well, everything makes
He's holding stuff back. He's
holding anything back.
Yes, you are.
And you know what? I'm probably should be happy you're holding stuff back.
No, don't hold back.
No, I'm just
kidding. I'm not holding back. Ask a question.
I got the
answer.
Same thing when he looked at you and then looked at me.
Yeah,
and
you were going to say something. Felt, you're like,
no, I wasn't going to say anything. We just have.
Please hold it back.
So, okay, I'm going to try. So you're preparing as you are shooting.
Yeah.
You did not know Michael.
No.
What was going through your head? Like, oh my God, am I doing a good job portraying this guy? How are you? Did you have that vibe? Or were you like, whatever, I'm an actor, I don't care? Because at the time, before you knew Michael, because you didn't know that you were going to meet Michael and you were going to become good friends with him, right?
No.
So were you like completely like...
I was
indifferent?
I was split the whole time, right? I wanted to make everybody from the show happy, and then I wanted
What do you mean? Why you wanted to make everybody from the show happy?
The you know the creators and the writers and the producers, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody who's making the show. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other side of Michael mm-hmm. that I wanted to make sure.
So Ryan Murphy and gang, they were giving you direction to act in a certain way, but out of respect to me, who you didn't know yet, you wanted to sort of do me justice.
No, I mean, there's a lot of different pieces.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different pieces. And I wanted to make sure that everybody was appropriately, you know,
represented.
Yeah.
But well, Love Story.
I thank you for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But Love Story is, they say it's based on a true story, right? But do they say it's fiction? Like when you get the script and everything, it's not like it's fiction, right?
I was just the actor. I'm not writing and any of that,
it's,
you know.
It's
so
it's based on yeah. true
it's based
events.
On them.
True so
it's,
events.
How, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so that's not fiction.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know what
I
they
mean,
call
so,
that.
Some,
because they can
some
embellish.
Areas could be,
because for TV, they embellish stuff, right?
Yeah, some,
to make it more.
I have
areas
no
could be very fabricated.
You have no idea?
No idea. I have no idea. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I'm not part of the writing or any of that stuff, so I have no idea.
Right. Well, I did ask Michael when he came to the show if they called him and consulted him, right? Because in my mind, I would think, like, if somebody's going to play me, I would love if somebody came and say, hey, Kat, you know, we're going to tell your story. Do you have an input? Do you want to say anything? And you told me they never consulted with
never
you.
Never got a call.
So it was completely like in the dark.
Yeah,
Can you tell us how you now? I know now you guys are friends. I'm not talking about your friendship, but I'm talking about like the show. How do you make you feel? Do you wish they would have come and say, hey, do you want to give us your 2 cents?
You know what? Then I think I found out. So the show aired on Valentine's Day, 2026. I think I found out on my birthday the year before, March 18th. Because someone reached out to wish me a happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Some actor I did a movie with like 25 years ago. And then she texted me back. She goes, oh my God, I just texted you wishing you a happy birthday. And your thing came out through, what do you call it? Came out through casting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that?
Like the cast, I guess the
yeah.
breakdown.
Mm-hmm. So that's how I found out.
Mm.
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Then other people were telling me, oh my God, they're casting your part. And yeah, no phone calls, no back rubs.
No back rubs. So the series comes out. How did it happen that you decided to go meet him in person, Noah? How did that? Because I saw you guys did a really cute video. You went to his office.
You mean after?
It was after, right?
Yeah.
It came out.
I think he reached out to me, and I didn't realize he reached out to me because he was in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But he interviewed with a friend of a friend, and I had that. I had whoever interviewed him. I had that contact. Mm-hmm. So I was on my phone looking for that contact, mm-hmm. to find Noah's number,
mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to say thank you, because I read that article that, you know, he was in, and he said really nice things about me. So I wanted to say thank you. So I punched in Noah on my phone,
uh-huh.
and up came his number. I'm like, oh,
and
shit.
I texted him 3 days before this.
Oh, and I didn't know that. I completely missed his text.
So the show came out. The show came out,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, some time went by.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent him, you know, I reached out. Somebody had mutual phone numbers between us, and I said, hey, you know, actually, I think somebody passed me his phone number earlier, and I remember it was in the text thread, our mutual friend. And so I went back to my thread and I looked up and I found his number, and I sent him a message saying, you know, hey, Michael, I would like to meet and talk. You know, if you know, I've been meaning to speak with you. You know, we never really had a chance to speak. So if you want to get together, great. And then he didn't respond. and then 3 days later,
I honestly had no idea.
Yeah, 3 days later, he got back, and we spoke and we chatted. And I was away. I was filming in Atlanta or something.
Yeah, you were away. Yeah.
So then I got back. And
yeah.
So then you got back and you planned to go to his... The video you guys dropped on social media was the first time you guys met,
yeah.
right? You went to his office.
Yeah.
So I wanted to meet him, and my wife was like, you know what, wait until the show's over. Because this is when we actually met, it was episode like 8 of 9.
The show was
still going on.
Uh-huh.
But I went against my wife's...
Why did you
it was very late. It was very late, though.
Just because, you know, the show was still going on, and... you know, we didn't know how it was going to end or what. So she's like, just wait. But I didn't want to wait because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a real estate agent, and I have like 13 agents on my team, and a lot of them are watching the show. And I felt like it was my birthday. So it's Michael Bergen's birthday too. I thought it'd be cool to have him come into the brokerage and just see some jaws dropping. Because no one
It was
had,
funny.
My wife had no idea.
She had no idea that it was coming.
The only one that knew was my assistant. She's the one that was, she was filming.
And so you guys meet. What was it that clicked? Because you could have met and said, talked and like, okay, right, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
What do you guys think that clicked that you became such good friends? You kept talking
a beer?
After that?
No, I'm kidding.
After that day, you're just like, hey, let's hang out. Because it's a different, like, he's more like your kid's age. It's a big age gap.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I have friends of all ages, but something must have clicked between you
guys. No, we're friendly. I mean, he's not having me come over to his pool party or whatever.
He wasn't invited to my birthday.
He'll invite my daughter.
Why not?
I invited his daughter and her boyfriends. I invited them to come. But I mean, we live 5 minutes from each other, and
he's more like, he's
so you're kind of like
neighbors.
Yeah.
No, he's like,
you're from the East Coast, right?
I'm from the same place. He's
you guys
have so much in common.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We're both from Connecticut.
When they were casting you, do you think that was a big
that's why
point
I got the
in
part
terms of casting you?
I don't know.
They were looking
I don't know
for
any.
Someone
I don't
that was from Connecticut,
or did they invite you?
Yeah, yeah, for a while, yeah.
So it must have played. So is your family back there?
Yeah, Connecticut. Yeah,
you're the only one here.
Yes, me too. All alone.
Yeah,
all alone.
All my family is in Connecticut, and I'm the only one. Here.
Yeah,
all my family is everywhere else. I'm the only one here.
Yeah.
So, but that's how you start building family through friends and everything, right?
Yeah.
I think this was the biggest part for you so far.
Yeah.
And you were a model before, right? A little bit?
Hypothetical.
So can you tell us like the story how you ended up here? But you knew you wanted to be an actor? How did you come here?
I wasn't great at modeling. I wasn't like this guy. I wasn't great. I didn't.
Dude, I was the worst model that I've ever lived.
He says the same thing.
I was so bad.
Yeah.
I was so bad.
I didn't.
Well, obviously you are not because the photos don't lie.
Listen, I I guess I...
If you guys want to see, like, all the photos and the book, by the way, yeah. If you guys want to see.
No, put the book down. It's like...
Well, wait. Cat on the Loose. Oh, yeah, I know. It's my show.
I'm trying to bury the book.
Noah?
Because it's 42 years old.
It became relevant again because of this show, right? Do you agree, Noah?
Well, I think it's having a second phase.
Yeah.
This book has nothing to do with the story and love story. So, anyway.
He has, you know, in terms of him portraying you, like he read the book before he portrayed you, so, you know.
Well, he told me he thought Love Story was based on my book. So you said that's why you were reading the book.
So when this process first started, uh-huh. Right, I started reading this book and I thought it was based on this book. Mm-hmm. And a fun fact is when I got there, I uh-huh. realized later on that everybody was speaking about a different book. I thought it was on this book. So I had this knowledge and everybody else had the other knowledge.
Oh, there was another book that it was based
on? Yeah, it's based on a different book.
Which
but
book?
I thought it was based on this book.
Oh, I didn't know it was
so based it was on different. Book. Okay. It was different
Whose
the whole time.
Whose book, do you know?
I don't know.
You know. Forget.
No, I
don't know who the author was, but it was a Carolyn book. It wasn't a JFK book.
Okay.
It was a book based on Carolyn
and
her life, I think.
Okay.
I didn't read that book either.
Okay.
But I'm not mentioned in that book. So the stuff they had in Love Story, they had to get from my book.
Yeah, because I watched the series and I read the book. And when I was reading the book, I could see the scenes in the series from this book.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was on this book. But I don't know. I don't know what was...
Back to the question, how did you end up here? Like, did you think I'm going to go to LA and be an actor? Or did you say I'm going to go to LA and be a model? Did a job bring you here?
I got hurt playing football.
Okay.
I got hurt playing football in college.
Okay. And, where were you going to college?
In Boston.
Okay.
In Boston. And then I moved down to transfer to the University of Tampa. Mm-hmm. And then after Tampa, I decided to move here to be an actor. I was in acting class. I was acting for a long time.
Okay. So you modeled just like as a gig, like to make
money? Yeah, modeling as a after football type of deal, trying to figure out.
Pay the rent.
Yeah, pay the rent, you know, broke as hell, trying to figure out what to do with your life.
When did you know you wanted to be an actor?
I followed a girl to acting class. And I thought that was the thing I wanted to do. And then I realized that it really was a good piece of me younger, my younger years that helped me, you know, filter into this career path. And you can make money from it as well, rather than just being happy.
What was the first job as an actor you got?
I moved here. I booked this first thing ever. It was a mini show series thing called Morgan's Secret Admirer, like years ago. And it's been good. It's been moving a lot, you know, in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And, I'm doing a show right now. And then I just told Michael something this morning.
What show are you doing?
What? No,
he can't say.
No, but I'm gonna fly out next week for to go do a movie.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah, a lot of things.
Is this the thing that you just found out?
Yeah, this morning. Yeah.
And you can't.
Or no, a couple of days ago. Yeah, okay. just a movie.
Full feature movie.
Yeah, just.
Is
a movie,
your like cinematic distribution? Is it TV or?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay. And you can't tell us anything
about it. I mean, it's mostly what I know, to be honest.
All you know is that it's a movie.
Yeah.
How's your role? How's the part?
Yeah. Very good.
Very good?
Yeah, very good part.
Lead?
Yeah. And there's the people I'm working with are very... very good.
I mean, you're...
is this what you told me about weeks ago?
What I told you yesterday. This morning.
He's like very careful.
But you told me something last week too.
What did I tell you?
I don't know. The eyes. The eyes is the hint.
What did I tell you last week?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, about the show?
You said you were auditioning for something.
Oh yeah, that's something else. Yeah,
is that still in the works?
I don't know what's going on with that.
All right, well, good luck.
They'll let us know.
But I would think now that this.
That's,
oh my God, he's
secrets.
Like, yeah, stay tuned. Like, you guys gotta be following him on Instagram and follow his every move, because obviously you're an up and coming star. This mini series love story, kind of like skyrocket. All three of you guys, because all three, the other two actors, I had never heard of them. Sarah Pigeon, and what's the name of the guy that
Paul
played?
Kelly.
Huh?
Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
Yeah.
I think they were not like famous, so to speak, before this series as well, right?
From what I understand, because my old commercial agent from back in the day represents Paul Kelly, and this is his first big
deal. Right. So I think it kind of put you guys on the map in a big way, right? And before we forget, now this week we found out this miniseries has been nominated for 7 Emmys.
Yeah, Emmys, yeah.
Which is a huge... You didn't know that?
It's a big deal, yeah.
Which is a huge deal. Yeah. So your phone must be going off the hook with people asking you, can I be your plus one to the Emmys? Can I be your best?
Yeah. It's very good for the show.
Yeah, it's very good. And it's very good for your career.
Yeah.
Too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I know. It's amazing. I love the miniseries. I think it's incredible that you guys became such good friends because of it.
We go get a beer and a burger like nonstop. Yeah. Once a week. It's been about once a week for a couple weeks, a couple months now.
Sometimes a burger, steak.
Steak. We get the steak at Laurel Tavern. Yeah.
Laurel Tavern. Steak's so good. Burgers are so... All the food is
You guys
really
are
good.
Putting out there. Now you're doing like such free publicity.
I know. They better give us a discount.
They're going to be... They're going to be packed with fans.
We're always there.
Like,
we're
I want to meet Noah and I want to meet Michael. Is your family supportive of you? Were they worried when you said... Because being an actor is a tough business, right? It's a tough industry. Were they like supportive at the beginning? How does that work?
Yeah, they're supportive. They are, you know, now, right? You know, growing up, there was a gap of it. But yeah, they're very supportive now. And you know, I look into, you know, I try to get together, try to stay... You know, at the end of the day, you don't know how long your parents are going to be around, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you are there for them. You have those like life experiences and all that stuff. So.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, younger brother.
Is he still there with your parents?
No, he just got a job in New York. Uh-huh. So he's like a finance guy. So he's going to go live in Dallas and do finance.
So you're the only one in the family with the acting.
That's a crazy guy, yeah.
With the acting blood.
Yeah.
Your kids don't want to be in the business, do they?
No. My son is his age. He just turned 27.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My
son turns 27 in October, so they're the same age.
You're friends with his son too?
No, I haven't met the son.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't met him?
Yeah, no, I know Alana.
My son's in Iowa. Oh. He's a professional baseball player.
Oh, wow.
So he's away.
He is? Where does he play?
He plays, he's part of the Minnesota Twins organization.
Fancy.
And he's in the...
what's his name?
Jesse Bergen.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. I haven't met Jesse, but I've met Alana and her boyfriend.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So
I haven't seen my son since I met you.
The first time.
I haven't seen him almost 6 months.
Wow.
You guys met this year, right?
This year. Yeah, this year.
This year, in March. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been what? It's been 5, 6. Because we're recording this episode in the beginning of July. So it's been like 6 months that you guys became friends and all this stuff. The miniseries aired last year, correct? It aired last year.
No, this what? Love Story?
Love Story? Was
no,
it?
No, it's recent.
February.
Was it this year?
February, February 26th.
Time goes by so fast.
So it aired
was
on Valentine's Day, and actually, that's.
I thought it was last year.
No, it was this year.
Wow! Really? And you have not watched it, right?
I have not watched
it. And you don't want to watch it.
I mean, maybe someday I'll watch it. I don't think I need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard heard. From so many people about this or that. So I think I feel like I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just happy he played me.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the world went crazy over him and what he looks like playing me. It makes me look so good. But I knew about it for a year, and I really stressed about how I was going to be portrayed, what was going to be in there, and you know what? In the end, I'm happy. I'm happy again. He portrayed me, and I'm glad. You know, it was just, I guess, I was like the ex-boyfriend, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was in a positive light. So I'm extremely happy about that.
I'm happy to hear that you're happy. How long before the miniseries aired, you guys filmed?
I'm sorry.
Did you film last year?
Yeah, last year.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So very quick.
Yeah.
You get cast, you're training, you start filming.
Yeah.
And like a few
months.
Last summer.
Yeah.
Okay. So less than a year later, like the six yeah. months later, they're already airing the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing. Do you feel that your life changed, like in terms of fame? Do people approach you on the streets already? Do you feel difference?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. I was just in San Diego for 4th of July, and there uh-huh. was a lot of people that were coming up about the show.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, we're all people. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I just kind of like, oh, that's nice. You know, you watched it. That's great. But like, we're all people. Yeah. You know, and so that whole part.
But this is an interesting
speak
question.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah,
totally,
yeah.
I'm totally
no,
joking.
Because you know, unfortunately, and I asked him and David this question. You and David, when you came to the show, a lot of young people, when you know they become an actor and the ones that find fame and become famous, start making a lot of money. Of course, you get a lot of attention, right? Female attention, and it's money and it's parties and everything. Mm. Unfortunately, some of them let it go up to their head, right? They get in trouble, yeah. or they're like, oh my God, I'm the last Coca-Cola Zero of the desert with eyes. How do you, because you seem so chill and so
I just do your thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you do anything?
I'm living
like, do
a
you
life
talk
just...
to your, do you do something to yourself? Like, you know what? I'm going to always be the same.
No, know? I feel like I'm on this never ending mm-hmm. loop mm-hmm. where, you know, from childhood to football to like auditions and all this stuff. Yeah. It's like this nonstop loop of yeah. like I'm in a cycle of. It's never reaching to the end.
Yeah.
So as much as, you know, you have a project, it keeps going. It's like you're still wanting, it's still the need of wanting more and or the need of wanting to feel or the need of all these things, mm-hmm. right? So you never, you know, for me at least, he never gets to whatever. It's to like
be, but he's yeah. I mean he's still young and he's yeah. his yeah. his career is yeah. is now taking off,
yeah.
but he is very, very grounded.
Yeah.
And he's never going to change, right?
Yeah.
He's going to always be like this?
Because now yeah. you have like a great yeah, buddy.
He's been so awesome to me, really. Like, I don't have anybody in the city, right? Oh, like family wise, right? I have you now.
I'm your bestie.
Of course. My God, my stomach's making some.
You gotta promise you're gonna come back to the show when your movie, all your secret projects come out.
Yeah, yeah.
First, yeah, because yeah. You're very. Yeah. Somebody trained you really well. I don't know
this
if it was your publicist or your manager.
This is the episode that told nothing.
Well, I will say this. Michael has been so. He really has been so kind, and his wife Joy. You know, I don't have a lot of people out here, so they you know they invite. They're always inviting me to come out and stuff, and come to the restaurant and stuff, and I love it. It actually makes me feel really nice.
No, we love them.
Next time you guys go there, invite me.
Yeah.
Okay? I want to be a part of this cool gang that you guys are creating.
No, but when I had you come to the office, mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know. I thought it would die there, but he's yeah. such a great kid.
Yeah.
Down to earth.
Kid. You're a kid.
He is. He's a kid.
You're making us. I'm not.
You're
I'm
a kid too, though. You're both kids.
Well, I'm almost your age, just a little bit.
But yeah, we just gravitated to him, and then you know the Laurel Tavern thing. Yeah. So,
if Laurel actually, Tavern, if it, you better give us like a bunch of Laurel free Tavern, meals because you're gonna be packed.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's no, it's all good.
Laurel Tavern, and before I let you guys go, I have to say when you Michael came to the show with David Chokachi, who became a dear friend of mine because we have a passion for rescuing animals, and the first time I met David, he came to my show. I love that about him, that he's so down to earth.
Yeah.
And I asked him about, because at the height of Baywatch, you were also not even born, but it was the top show in the world. In the world. And you guys had like all this massive female attention and money. And he was one of the people's 50 most beautiful men, I think. And I think you guys are going to be next. But anyways.
We're going to be next.
Yeah, I think so. I'm manifesting.
We'll be on the same page.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so. You should. Both of you, If you want to show your abs, feel free
no,
to do so.
I haven't been in the gym in a little while.
He's like,
so
no. But you're both fantastic. But this is what I loved about him, because he never let that fame go up to his head.
Yeah.
And to this day, he's like so chill about it. You know, he's like a real person. And when I met you, I'm like, wow, you're so cool. You're like, you do your thing and you were cracking Thank jokes you. And being so. And I love that, because I can't stand when people, you know, get in the entertainment industry and they get like one freaking TV commercial and they're like in one reality show and they're like, ah. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to deal with you.
There's no reason for it.
Right? Yeah. And you guys are so chill. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So you have to be in life.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
You guys are amazing. Noah, thank you so much for coming by, because I know you're so busy.
No. Chad, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
With all these projects don't know about.
Thank you. Stay tuned. Dun, dun, dun. I think you called your manager before, and your manager was like, don't say anything. Shut up. Don't tell her the name of the movies. Don't.
Yeah.
Well, you're very active on Insta, right? What's your Insta?
No.
For people listening, if you guys are listening, before you say your Insta, if you guys are listening to the audio episode, don't be crazy and miss out the video episode so you can see this massive eye candy. You're welcome. On Cat on the Loose Show on YouTube and all our social media, because you guys are... And please stop self-sabotaging, Michael. With all the respect to Joy, I'm sure I'm going to meet her. I'm sure she's fantastic. You are insanely good looking. You were then. You are now. I think Calvin Klein needs to call you guys and like, let's do some underwear campaign.
Let's do it.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I have to get into shape.
Right. Did they call you? Do you have like body dysmorphia?
No, I haven't worked out since I've been in a way.
So he's in shape, but he's just
skinny.
You want to like build up some muscle?
Yeah, you want to know what actually happened? I never told anybody. I told Michael.
Yeah,
I used to bodybuild.
Oh, really?
I used to be a bodybuilder.
I don't think you told me that.
I didn't. Yeah, I showed you some.
Do you have any photos of you?
My phone's over there. But it's at the bottom of Instagram. I used to bodybuild, and then somebody put fentanyl. In my drink.
No.
I told you this.
Where?
In my drink at a bar two years ago.
Oh my
And so
God.
I used to have a lot of muscle.
Uh-huh.
And somebody like drugged me. And so I went to the hospital and my friends had to do this whole thing. God. So it was a whole problem. So I never got back to the whole working out thing. So I think there's this disconnect
Like
2.5 years, like 2 years ago.
Oh, that is so scary.
But you need.
Thank you for bringing that up, because people need to know that this is a real thing that happens all the time. You gotta be so careful.
Yeah, you never know.
With your drink, especially young people, right? Because they're like, especially girls, they go to the bathroom and everything.
Yeah.
Cover your drink, take it with you.
I got drugged one time. That'll be another episode. But it's not fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had it worse than.
Yeah, mine was bad. I was on the sidewalk. They were cut open my shirt. They were pumping my chest. It was like,
oh, you're like Superman.
Yeah.
Like you almost died.
Yeah. I was in the hospital. Yeah.
Oh my God. Was that here in LA?
Yeah, here in LA. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bad.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
But do you want to go back to bodybuilding? No. No, right?
No. No, but you know, that was a big phase of my life. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no, well, now you're not, but you guys are both super tall, you're super thin, you're in great shape, but if Calvin Klein or any other underwear brand wants to do business with you, you guys are game, right?
Yeah.
And your Insta, guys, Noah's Insta, I'm putting the links here on the show so you guys can follow him. Noah, it's your name plus a Y at the end.
Plus a Y, because somebody stole the, why do they do that? You know, they stole my username.
I know. I have a
bunch. So I have to add an extra Y.
They want you to pay for it.
Yeah, they want to be a copycat. David has a bunch of copycats. My show has a bunch. Yeah, unfortunately, it comes with. So it's Noah Fernley Y. I'm putting the link here. You're not that active on Insta. I'm trying to convince you to change that.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
His episode that he came with David, we are getting messages and comments from all over the world.
Really?
Yes. people in Germany, Australia, everything. Oh my God, it's so cool. We missed you. We love you. You are very loved. You're very loved. So Baywatch, bring him back full time, please.
Well, at least for this
Put
podcast.
Put him on camera. Put him on camera. You guys are amazing. Yeah. This was so much fun. Thank you. Congratulations. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget, I'm putting my head in the bucket for your plus one bestie for the Emmys. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see you at Laurel Tavern.
Yeah, there's like 1,000 people. He's going to have to raffle it. Let's do Laurel Tavern. Laurel Tavern, you're welcome. Guys, be safe out there and go watch Love Story. And if you want to read the book, I'm going to say it's available on Amazon. If you want to read the book, Love Story is on Hulu. And Noah's future projects.
No one knows about.
You're going to have to
find. I don't even know.
The mystery man. You're coming back. Okay, I'm going to make the sign over. Yes. Thank you, guys. You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be safe out there. I'll see you guys again very soon. Bye.